have the double nusach, why it says Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harono. Why we have this double nusach? So the stipler said that a person has to know when he goes to yeshiva, he goes to shul, there's two reasons. There's one reason, Vayetze, that a person has an inyan to leave. A person has an inyan to leave where he is, even if there's no point to come to the yeshiva, to be in the yeshiva. But when a person is home, when a person is in the street, the fact that he leaves the street and he comes to a mokim kodosh is a vayetze. Then the Stavu said, it's vayelech harono. It's also inyan to be in a choshev place and a mokim that to grow. But he says, sometimes a person is tired, I'll daven home. It's an inyan to go to shul, just not to daven in the house. That is another part. The fact you're in the shul, you're growing. But the fact, and a person could realize it a lot of times, it could be a couple of days. If you don't go to shul, if you don't show up, you have a kind of yerida. You go to a yeshiva, you go to a shul, it recharges your batteries. Even without getting from being in the place. Because it's in a hotel for the whole day. After an hour he goes to the kohesil and then he comes back. So he's in a different atmosphere. What he did in the kohesil, he got there, he said one kapitul tehillim when he came back. So you're right, the kapitul tehillim that he said, I don't know if it makes a difference of this type. But he made a yetzir. Put himself back to the right proportion. Sometimes it's also a ma'ile, vayelech harono. Vayivga b'mokoyim vayolen shom. So Chazal say, vayivga b'mokoyim, lo yizkir hakosu b'eizem mokoyim, it's lo shen davening. Kivu ha-shemesh, vayikach ma'avne ha-mokoyim, vayosem ha-reshes, vayashkim ha-mokoyim ma'u. So Yaakov had kfitzis ha-derech, vayivga b'mokoyim vayolen shom, Yaakov has kfitzis ha-derech. So first, Chazal say that Rashi says that he already got. It says Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harono. So it says that he got to Haran. And you can't say that he was only on the way to Haran, because when we saw last week's parsha, twice it says that he's going to Haran. So here it has to be that the pasuk means to say that he got to Haran. Then the next pasuk says, "Vayivga b'mokim v'yolen shom." It's Har HaMoriah. And for that reason, Chazal say that he almost got to Choron, and he said, "Uvarti b'mokim shelo ispalalu avoisai velo ispalalti." Yav daite lemehedar. He had a das to go back. Kofzo le'aderech. And the Gemara asks a kasha: if Hashem made a kvitzas aderech that Yaakov will reach Har HaMoriah, why they didn't stop him when he was there? Why they didn't stop him when he was there? And the Gemara says, "Iu lo yoivdaite, anan lo yimakvinen le." Calls man that he didn't have a tzad that he wants to daven there, we didn't stop him. When he wanted to daven there, we made a kitzas saderech to make him to work. Zog de mefoshim, a big yisoid in life. A person sometimes doesn't. Now, what happened? He's going to sleep there. In a second, we'll get to that. And there's a dream. And all of the aftochas. Everything is waiting for him. And even when he wants to do it, he will have a jump to get there. But if he doesn't make. A person has the mashal ayotzait. Hashem, Tarchisyom, will take years and you'll get the ayotzait. And in that day, if he will daven, all the schus obis has to come down to him. But he didn't feel a feeling. Hashem says, I will not give him a hint. A person never knows what is waiting for him behind the door. And don't think you have to work hard. If you will decide to do it, kofza lo yaderech. You will have siyata nishmaye. It will jump. Aval iyu lo yoivdaite anan lo yimakvina. Anan lo yimakvina. And Yaakov Avinu is metaken tefilas arvus. And this is really one of the big yesodos of Yaakov Avinu. Chazal say, Yaakov tiken tefilas arvus. Yaakov was metaken tefilas arvus. So Sefer explains, when I'm saying it in our nusach, What does the pshat Yaakov think in Tfilas Arvis? Yaakov Avinu is in his worst point in his life. His brother wants to kill him. Eliphaz reaches out to him. He makes him empty from nothing. Ki b'makli ovarti Yisrael ben azeh. Ki b'makli, Chazal says, ki b'makli, ki b'makli. And you can see how bad he is when he gets up and he davens, lechem lechem lupeged lilboish. He's broke completely. In his worst, in his bottom, in his matzah. They want to kill him. He's in the middle of the desert and the sun settles. In the middle of the day, he thinks the world is coming to end. The sky is going to fall. This is it. And Yaakov gets up and he's metaken tfikas avis. In that darkness, is Yaakov metaken tfikas avis. Yaakov wakes up and he says, Ochen yesh elokim b'mokim hazeh v'onoichi lo yodati. We know every choshev talmid chochem, every rebbe, could smell if someone choshev comes into him or not. You could feel, I remember the first time I went to Miami, I went off the plane, I already felt the tumor. Second time I didn't already. You get used to it. Maybe I wanted to go there. But the first time, I remember I went off the plane, I shivered. Yaakov Avinu comes to Har HaMoriah v'anoichi lo yodati. Who is the Shmek? Yaakov Avinu. Zok Nisforim HaKadoshim. It was not only dark outside. Hashem put Yaakov for the moment in a very low position in Ruchnius. Yaakov was down. His money was taken. His brother wants to kill him. His son is in the middle. And as Chazal said, when he went to sleep, he put stones that the animals will not eat him. Means, I'm sure he saw these green eyes all over him. There's no something about it. And he did not feel ruchnius. And Yaakov got up and I said, Hashem, help me. In that down moment, he dived into Hashem, help me. In that down moment. And what happened? Hashem comes. In that moment, when a person feels that he can't anymore, and his life is coming to an end, and that moment he catches himself up, Chazal says, Yaakov tikkun tfilas arvis, Yaakov is the golus. The Yaakov, the bonov, yordu mitzrayim. Yaakov is a symbolizer of the golus. And Yaakov was metaken tfilas arvis. Chazal says, Shachis is still chatzois. Mincha is still shkia. Arvis is kol alayla. Till the end of the golos. Till the sun will shine again. We have to hold on to this koyach. To daven tfilas arvis. And when a person holds himself to daven tfilas arvis in such a matzah, then a person is zeiche to all of the brachas. And this is Be'etzem, the lesson to Klal Yisrael. When it's dark, when it's hard, in that moment, hold yourself. And you have to know, everyone has a matzav in his life that is a Yaakov. And you have to know, tell you from experience, in that hard moment, you know what is the hardest thing is to doubt. You come to shul, yeah, you know, I just don't have my head today. I just don't have my head. And he doesn't know. If you manage for half an hour to say to daven like when you're taking down your son to a chuppah, and that his life is if that davening, everything will be good. Yaakov was zeichet to everything. Yaakov was zeichet to everything, but you need to do it in that moment. You need to do it in that moment to have this Yaakov the bon of Yehudah Mitzrayim. So Yaakov takes me'avne amokim ve'yosim ha'rashoysov va'ishkav amokim ha'u. And then later, when Yaakov wakes up, he takes Vo'even Azois, the Pasuk Chof Beis. So it starts, he took the Avonim, and it's Vo'even Azois. Chazal say, the Avonim started to fight. Olai Aniach Tzadik Roisha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest, and all of them became one stone. It's interesting, there's two halachas that we learn out from this Pasuk. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Hei, Seif Beis, Yesh bnei Odom mesimim even tachas merashoisov in Tishbov zeicher lemashenemar vayikach meav meamokim shero achurbo. So the Rambam brings down a new pshat that the reason that he took the rocks, you think Anam al Tishbo to put a rock instead of a pillow is because Islam, you feel not comfortable. Yeah, in our generation, we don't hold it. And some people, even to take out the pillows, that's a bit hard in our generation to fall asleep without the pillow. But the Rambam has a different reason. That the Avonim was Zeichel to the Cholbam, and this is the reason he took Avonim to sleep on. But anyway, the Avonim are fighting, and Hashem makes one stone. So in the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Shaarei Teshuvah, as a halacha, a lot of times a person, you know, you have tefillin. And with the time, you know, the part here gets a bit ripped off. Because you're using it the whole time. So a person wants to take out the chut and to turn over the ratzuah that was on the top will be on the fingers. And the part here will be here, and again, he could tie it properly. Now he's using a ratzuah. Slowly, slowly, it wears out. So what he will do? He wants to turn the sides. I'll be in the fingers, the little piece. So some Pesachim hold, you can't. This is a Kedusha Chamura. It was the Yud. The end of the fingers is the Kedusha Kala. So the Shaarei Teshuvah said he has a high idea allowed to. He says the stones were fighting. Hashem made one stone. But where is this head? And this stone. What happens to these stones? The answer is if it's one, it's like it's another one. So if the Yud is here, then everything is the same Kedusha. So Shaarei Teshuvah wanted to be matir, to switch the ratzuas from the raya from the stones of Yaakov. And the Shaarei Teshuvah brings down that it's not a raya. He says, who said that the stones just got together? Maybe they got marbled together. Is anybody on this? So who said it was just glued? Maybe it became like one big stone. You know, you have these marbles that they grind them and they make a new marble out of them. אז זה זוג לשאר התשובה. ואין משום ראיה, שאולי במעשה ניסים, אין זה חיבור. זה famous חסיד שוויץ. I was once a very kosher rabbi that came to visit one of his, another rabbi, the other rabbi was very poor. And Mamash was very, Mamash poor. The rabbi that came to visit him was a bigger person, and he gave him to sit in the chair. How it was, he sat in the chair and he fell through to the bottom. So it was very not comfortable. So the other rabbi told him that the ma'aseh said, what happened here was pushed, my chairs are very shvacha chairs, a lot of holes. So when the tzaddik came, all the holes were fighting. So Hashem made a nest, one big hole, and the rabbi went through. I said, this is the vitz, they say. The pasuk is mamshech, v'hinei sulam mutzav arzo, v'roishe magia ha-shamaymo, v'hinei maloche ha-loikim oilim v'yordim boi. Yaakov davens, v'hikatz Yaakov mishnose, v'yoyim erochen yesh Hashem amokim hazeh, v'anoichi lo yodati. Ilo yodati, lo yoshanti, Rashi says. What Yaakov says, v'anoichi lo yodati. Yaakov is parashaito. V'anoichi lo yodati. So the Chidosh says, "Vanoichi lo yodati." You know, Alma is a shayla if a dream is emes, so it's a dream. So Chazal say people sometimes dream from what they think during the day. The Akka says, "Vanoichi lo yodati." I didn't think that I'm in Shara Shemayim. I would know it's a holy place. It could be in the dream. I thought of Aloha going up and down, but I didn't know that it's Shara Shemayim. So if I dreamt about the ladder, obviously it's emes. So, but Rashi says another pshat, ilu yodati lo yoshanti. So it's mevur a big yisoid. All of the big milas in Ruchnius, Yaakov says, if I would know, I would not go to sleep. If you would not go to sleep, you would not have the dream. The whole hemshech, what Yaakov has in Klal Yisrael is because he had this dream. So what is ilu yodati lo yoshanti? Arav Shach once told us, and it's a very big limud, very big limud. They came from Russia to ask him, they wanted to make a Kiruv center. Now, in that place, you know, these people were mamish, not nergea. You had to make like a big party with whiskey, with vodka, they let them dance a couple of days, and then, but the dancing was proper mix. There's no way. No. Near Russia, Zoch in the cave is not of Kamina. They wear the same, they do the same, it's not, but there is no, it's numbers. Shach said, you're not allowed to make dancing officially together? Tell Moshe, listen, these guys are not Magia anyways. In 3 years, I'm telling you, you will have 500 guys saying Shema and 500 Shabbos candles. Moshe said, Hashem doesn't need it. Hashem doesn't let you live in evil to make people. I'm not going out because of Kirov and Bismarish has. But Avshar said one thing. We have a mistake. We look at results. Hashem looks at Shulchan Aruch. Hashem looks at Shulchan Aruch. I met a Yid last Shabbos. This person that I came now, it was his bar mitzvah. Someone was in there. Big guy, has a lot of money. And he was speaking against some of the poskim for the last generation in America. And he said that, I can't even say over what they said. And he said, go home, see the tshuva inside, and tell you, it's, if you're messing with me. Now, if I say yes, yeah, I want to say, it would be nice to him. He could take care of everything what I need. And then, 2 years I'll yell at him. No one or anybody talks like that. But it's Nishoyz Gehav, right? Hashem doesn't want it. It's a Nisoyah. Yaakov Avinu says, you're not allowed to sleep in Mokim HaMikdash. If I would know, I would not do it. We have a mistake in life. And we sometimes get jealous of people. We see they go to this place, this big, they're doing so much for Klal Yisrael. But what they're doing in the moment is Nishoyz Gehav. Don't be jealous. It's not the right thing to do. The Hashkofa Yaakov is telling us, Gans Klal Yisrael is Giboy. V'onoichi lo yodati, ilo yodati lo yoshanti. There's no cutting corners. There's no skipping. There's no doing a isul for having a good titzah. To eat in this, you know, a guy wants to, he has a convention with a couple of guys. It's not so kosher. He's planning after to support a lot of Torah. And they're serving the food that he will never eat. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. It's a phone call already close to Ben Ashmosh. No, grace is Achva Sachi. You know, I will just make this phone call. It's a Nisoyan. Hashem is testing you. And you have to know, Yaakov Avinu, we saw before, he's in his down moment. He's in down moment. He doesn't have nothing. Nothing. And he davens to Hashem. He comes back to Eretz Yisrael rich like Korach. When Al Piderech HaTeva was no chance. Hashem has the way to help you. You don't have to be worried. The pasuk is Mamshich. ויקץ יעקב משנוסוי, ויאמר אוכל יש השם עמוק במזה, ואנוכי לא ידעתי. וישכם בביתו ויקאבן אשר סומר השויסו, ויוסו מצבו. ויידו יעקב נדע לא מיולי כי ימוד ושמורני בדרך, לחם לאכול ובגן ללבוש. ושבתי בשולם ובייסובי, ואוהר השם לי לאלוהי כמו אבן הזה ששמתי מצבו. So this is Be'etzim Yaakov's davening. And then Ve'yisa Yaakov Ve'ilech Ve'ilech Arzob Ne'kedem. This is the reason here that it says in Perek Choftes Posuk Aleph Ve'ilech Arzob Ne'kedem, because he's already left. Ve'yar Ve'inei Be'er Basode and Rochel Bo'i Matzoy. And Lavan kisses him and hugs him and he come to my house. And we have the story with Rachel and Leah goes in first, and Rachel comes out later. So on first, the second of all, then we'll go back to Seder HaPsukim. It says, after the six boys, V'achar yoldo bas v'tikro shmo dina. Achar Yoldo Bas, Rashi says, Ve'achar Yoldo Bas Vatikro Eshmo Dino. Pirushu Rabbeinu Shedono Leo Din Be'atzmo. Im Ze Zocho Lo Iye Rochel Achoisi Ke'achas Hashposus. Hispalo Lo V'nefach Lenekeva. So Leah had 6, the Shvachas everyone had 2, it's 10. There's a Ruach HaKodesh that is only 12. Now Leah starts to have, expecting another baby. She says, if this is a number 11, Rachel will be less than the Shvachas. She davened to Hashem, the baby turned to become a girl. She called the girl Dina. And the question is, right, look, Posuk, Perek Lamed, Posuk Chof Aleph. This is what Rashi explains. And the question is, I would call this girl not Dina. I will call this girl Vitra. The godless is that she was Mevater. The godless is that she's called the girl Dina. Call her Vitra. Why are you calling her Dina? Shteda big yisayit. You think that, so some people want to say that Vitra is not such a common name. Dina is much more common. Yeah, but that's a mistake. She would call her Vitra. Vitra would be the normal name, and Dina would be an unaccepted name. Yeah, today it's only because she gave the name Dina became an accepted name. The answer is, Imoyes HaKadoshes, you think it's a godless of Leah to Nevater for her sister? Sister gave her the simanim. She's Imoyes. We would not do that in this case. What big deal to Mevater? The answer is, it's no big deal to be Mevater. Someone tells you, Herzach Chaim is a chasana tonight, no. Ateras Chaya, no one is there, Meis Mitzvah. First one to go down, right, is a bocher outside, yeshiva, mama doesn't have no one to, the first one to help. A lot of times there's a chasana there, and it's full with people, and the guy, if you don't come, he feels so broken. I said, parents come. You'll be married. Parents come to visit. You want them to stay by you, not to stay by your brother. But she will tell you that your brother is Nebuch, his mama, she's about to get divorced about it. For sure they have to go there. What if they didn't tell him he's a Nebuch? But he needs it more from you. And yeshiva is a guy. He needs the attention now. The chachma is not to be mevater. Everyone, when you hear the other person is in need and he's not managing, you'll be there to help him. The chachma is to realize it. The godless of Leah was Shedon Adin Be'atzmo. Shedon Adin Be'atzmo. She thought, what will be with my sister? What are the cheshbonos? 6 shvatim, 2 shvatim. But she said, 1 second. She didn't say the problem that I will have and she will not have. But she said, but it's a problem, she'll be less from the shvachis. It's embarrassing. So she turned the world to daven to save her sister from embarrassing. The godless was not that she was mevater. The godless is to think, and I'm telling you, alive, you'll see it the whole time. You come to a place, the godless is to mevater. No, everyone is mevater. Is a guy that never went to a mitzvah chasana? All of us went. This Rebbe, I don't say goodbye to him at the end of the year, he's insulted. This person that put down the phone on him, now the whole day he's thinking, what is happening? Yeah? I killed him. Think if I would be in his position. And I would want a meeting, and the guy would say, I'll see you later. Let him think the whole day. After I heard this vote, so some people call me. Instead of saying, I'll call you later, I say, I can't, call me next week. Instead of saying, no, call me later, then you don't pick up for 5 hours. If you think what the guy is passing, I will never do that. So the Pesuk is teaching us, Vatikro Shmodino, to remember forever, the godless is the Cheshbon, not the Vitro. And then is a Pesuk that changes our life. Vayisko Elohim Yisrochel, Vayishma Oler Elohim Vayiftach Yisrochel. This is the pasuk to remember for life. Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel, Vayishma Eloh Elokim, Vayiftach es Rachel, Zok Rashi, Zochar lo shemosro simonim leachir. Sheyisa metzei lo shemotale. What state in this pasuk? You know, all of us have, every week, you know, Parshas Vayetzi is one of the hardest parshas to go to shul to hear. Why? Yaakov wants to marry Rachel. He gets Leah. Leah has the kids. Rachel is struggling there. She doesn't have the kid. She's going to beg for the nidoyim. It's like and fear, this whole story. Rachel could think to herself, I made the worstest mistake. You know, I took my friend to be my partner. The worst mistake, you know, you do these mistakes in life. You work in a place, you bring one of your friends to be, and then he becomes the boss and you become the second guy. That what tells you, we told you never to bring him in. Well, is that crazy what I did? Look what I did. And the Pasuk is telling us. I heard this, I'm not sure, Rav Shach or something. The Pasuk is telling us. Rochel is a koro, she cannot have kids. Period. Vayiskor Elohim leRochel, the reason Hashem opened the Rochel. All that, Imoyas a koro, yeah? Soro, Rivko. Hashbochu wants the tefillahs. Rochel cannot have kids. This is the way it works. Vayiskor zok Rashi, what Hashem remembered if she was mevater the simonim? If she would not give the simonim to her sister, she would be married for 10 years. And Yaakov will say, listen, obviously I have to take another wife. We will take Leah, she will have the Shvatim, and Rachel will be left with nothing. Because she did that step, Hashem helped her. She's living all of her life with thinking that she did the worstest mistake. She's not, she's the most. The worstest mistake, I was mevater. And she doesn't understand that is her save. Vayiskor Elohim. So said this pasuk, people don't know about this pasuk. The pasuk is explaining to us that Rachel cannot have kids, and only because Vayiskor Elohim is Rachel. What is Vayiskor? It's like Rashi, he remembered to her that she did such a peula. Now, a lot of times in life, we don't see the edge; we just see losing. I helped this guy up in business. Look, he took me over. Kill myself. Okay, he was working by me. I trained him in. Look what he did to me. I hear it every second day. Sometimes twice a day. No one wants to take any leadership people into the work, yeah? Tomorrow they take over. It's a bavust, yeah? If you take a guy in, 5 years, if he's success, he does it himself. I'm not saying yes to do or not to do. But you have to know, I'm not saying, sometimes there's no mitzvah, some guy wants to eat you up, there's no mitzvah to put yourself in someone else's mouth. But a lot of times you really help the guy and you feel, and you don't realize, Hashem says, if you would not help this guy, I would never even help you. You would go bankrupt a year ago without that. Because you helped that guy, I helped you. Because I helped. So sometimes in life, Skarov said, you don't see the Vayiskor. And someone told me, like, oh, Vitz, that is the reason that most of the Yidden don't know about the Pasuk of Vayiskor. The story stays that Rachel is a loser. Not the way the story is. Because, he said, because that is the message. The message is that we look at the parasha and it's in one word that you only gain. You never lose. Remember, you have to remember this cloud. You never lose from doing the right thing. Never. Never lose from doing the right thing. And even if it will look like that. Now, till Rachel has that kid, we're speaking about as many 10 Shvatim are born for Yaakov. She's waiting for years. She doesn't see that. And she had to be strong for 15 years, because there's a cloud. If you have a charata and a dvar mitzvah that you do, you don't get tzchar. So Rachel, for 15 years, is proud of herself. She's not sorry. She didn't doubt it for a second. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, Vayisko Elohim es Rachel Vayishma Eleh. There's a spooner here. I just want to finish with that spooner, no? So, Perkel, Amid Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayashkim Lovan Baboiker, Vayenashek Lebono Velebnoiso, Vayevorech Haseino, Vayelech Vayoshov Lovan Limekoimoi. The Spurno says, Vayevorech Oison. Vos machmir ois if Lovan gave a brocha to his daughters or not? Like Lamed Beis Posukalev. Vos enough kemina for us if Lovan gave a brocha to his daughters? Look in the Spurno. Perek Lamed Beis Posukalev. Vayashkim Lovan Vayanashik Lebonim Loisu Vayevorech Hashem Mikam Lebirka Sa'av. Zog the Spurno, a father has something special when he benches his kids that the brachas are chal. The father has something special when he benches his kids that the brachas are chal. Even if the father is lover. And he says, people a lot of times, you know, some people think they have a meaningful Shabbos, they bench their kids. People don't realize how much koyach they have if they will daven for the kids and bench their kids. Nicht alle Mom have gained so adam godl, nicht alle Mom have leifen for brachas. Go to the koysel and say a kapitel to healing for every one of your kids. Has more koyach from everything else, as I explained in this form. So the posuk is madgish, as Lovan gegeben a brocha. We need the brocha from Lovan for the kids. We'll stop here, though. We'll get some time for this. It's a long time. How you doing?
We'll go for a minute. We'll have a minute then.